We have learned a lot this week about Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson at our Senate confirmation hearings. She has credited her success in part to being a member of the speech and debate team in high school.
I learned how to reason and how to write, and I gained the self-confidence that can sometimes be quite difficult for women and minorities to develop at an early age.
Today, students on that same debate team at Judge Brown's old school say they feel the same. Kate Payne of member station WLRN spoke to the team about what Jackson's nomination means to them.
At Miami Palmetto Senior High School, it's not that much of an exaggeration to say one of these kids could become a U.S. Supreme Court justice. At least that's been the feeling at the Palmetto Speech and Debate Club ever since Ketanji Brown Jackson was nominated to the nation's highest court. Paul Yan is co-president of the club.
It could be any one of us that could be like sort of the next Miss Brown. And we were looking through the yearbooks, like the past yearbooks, and we saw all her photos. So that's definitely very eye-opening. And I feel like it's very meaningful for a lot of students here as well, because coming from like minority status to see someone in power is very life-changing.
Paul and his co-president Anna Liu are both Chinese American.
I think it's just really exciting that she comes from a background not so different from a lot of us.
These students had dreams long before they heard about Jackson, but her nomination is making them dream bigger.
I think it just makes me reevaluate like where I am in my life and kind of like where I could be. And also just like look at my peers with a new light, because I'm just really excited for all that we can accomplish.
Liu is a senior and will be going off to college soon to study computer engineering. And she says there are some promising underclassmen she'll be keeping her eye on, maybe for decades to come. Perhaps they'll follow in the footsteps of former debaters and becoming U.S. attorneys and circuit court judges. On the day I visited Palmetto, the team was doing a mock debate after school.
We're going to do a practice Lincoln Douglas, which is one-on-one, and the resolution is civil disobedience is morally justifiable within a democracy.
Club Vice President Jason Salguero gave me the rundown.
They're in pairs right now, and they're sort of developing arguments in favor and against, because in debate competitions, you don't know which one you're going, you don't know which side you're going to get until you get there.
Sophomore Virginia Martinez Rodriguez and senior Aiden Kong faced off.
It is a disruption of the peace in order to inform the government and tell the government that we will not stand with something that goes against its own people, that it exists to serve us.
Civil disobedience poses a threat to the rule of law, because in the end, even though it's meant to like push certain ideas forward, it is breaking the law.
It's during practices like this that students learn how to stand up and defend themselves, and how to take criticism. Condoleezza Alexis is a sophomore who joined debate this year.
Ever since I've joined debate, I feel like I've become more of a confident person, and it's really like affirmed like my belief that I want to be a lawyer and that like this is something that I want to pursue when I get older.
She says the club has made her more sure of herself and what she wants, just like it did for Ketanji Brown Jackson.
She is a woman of color who went to Palmetto, and so am I. And although I don't really want to go into politics per se, I still find her story like kind of similar introductory from mine.
Jackson has talked about the bias and exclusion she faced at the school in the predominantly white, wealthy suburb of Pinecrest. Condoleezza says she's had her own struggles fitting in there.
Seeing her get that far and knowing that it is possible for not only me to get that far, but for any Black woman to get as far as she did, as long as you try hard enough.
It's inspirational, Condoleezza says. She feels like she's watching barriers that have oppressed people of color for centuries come down in real time. Judge Jackson isn't only showing Condoleezza how to break through one of the highest ceilings in American politics, but how to just navigate high school. And if Condoleezza can do that, who knows where she'll be 30 years from now. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Payne in Miami.